October 20th, 2020. The time is 4:09, and I'm starting this meeting of the Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District Administrative Control Board regular meeting. Are there any citizens to be heard? Okay, we will move to approval of minutes. Do I have a motion? Welcome. We now have Greg. Present on the commission are Greg Halliday, Jalen Hawks, Mary McGann, Evan Clapper, and Gabriel Wojtek. We also have Chris Baird and Quinn Hall and Mallory Nassau, assistant administrator. So we're ready. Approval of minutes.
I move to approve the minutes.
Okay.
From September 15th.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Greg. Motion by Jalen to approve the minutes. Second by Greg. Discussion? All in favor, say aye and raise your hand. All in favor, aye. Okay. Now we are moving to bills to ratifying payments and bills.
So Mary, before we do that, I don't know if I heard you say our county attorney was on as well. Maybe
are you there, Christina?
Well, she may not be there, but she's there.
Okay. I was just seeing, you know, I was going
to. Oh, who had their photos up? I see. Okay.
I don't know if she's here or not, actually.
Okay. Yeah. So we know Chris is here and Mallory's here because they started us. So.
All right.
Okay.
Chair, if I may.
Yes, Gabriel.
I'd like to make a motion to approve bills pay for the Thompson Fire District for October 20th, 2020. Total bills in the amount of $3,328.92, which is the same amount for total bills and payroll, $3,862.26. Oh, it's not the same amount. I'm sorry. Total bills and payroll. $3,862.26.
Thank you. Thank you. Motion by Gabriel Wojtek. Do I have a second? Seconded by Greg Halliday. I will have a roll call vote.
Discussion. Thank you. It's out of the ordinary amount. I'm just curious what it's for.
Chief?
Yeah, I did receive a grant for about $3,500 for wildland supplies. So that grant will be reimbursed. So that's probably what accounts for a good portion of that.
Okay, thank you.
Good catch, Jalen. Any other questions? I'll call for a roll call vote. Gabriel Wojtek?
Yes.
Evan Clapper?
Yes.
Mary McGann? Yes. Greg Halliday?
Aye.
Jalen Hawks?
Yes.
Okay, passes unanimously. Chief Markham, do you have a report?
I do. Let's see, area incidents. Towards the end of September, we actually had three vehicle accidents on I-70 near the Thompson area. Except for the 24-hour period, that was kind of weird. Things do kind of happen in threes out there, though, so. That's how that goes. Training on October 10th, I was able to attend the Moab Regional Fire School in Moab, sponsored by the Moab Fire Department. And I took a 4-hour vehicle extrication training, which is great training. People come down from the Utah Fire Rescue Academy, firefighters that are very experienced. And it's great to have that opportunity to train with them. Due to the extreme national fire demand for wildland fire personnel, I took vacation time and they go on two-week fire assignments, one to the Cameron Peak Fire in outside of Fort Collins, which is now the biggest wildland fire in Colorado and still growing. And then I also went to one in north of Duchesne, the East Fork Fire. Help my fellow firefighters out there. I'm back at the airport now. Hopefully the fire season is close to over, although who knows. Also on my agenda here, I hope by the beginning of next year to have an agreement in place with the Thompson Springs Special Service Water District for their use of the building. of the Thompson Springs Fire Department. All the utilities are paid for through the fire department budget. They've been using that building for years. I'm hoping to work with the county administrator and probably the county attorney to draft up an agreement so that they can pay their fair share, and also define what kind of usage they can have of the building. For example, they came up to me with a proposal to put in a propane tank, about a 50 gallon propane tank, and a propane furnace in their office for the winter. I told them that I thought that would need to go through you, my board, and also I asked to see plans. I submitted the plans to the building department, and they had some input into that. So we're not there yet, but I just want to let you know that they want to do that. It's not their building, so I'm asking your opinion of what you think, how you think this should go about occurring, or if they can even do it. Sorry.
Go ahead, Chris. Did you have? I would think you should be able to work out some type of agreement with, and that would help with payments for you and give them a place. Okay,
Mary?
Great. Yes.
Yeah. I talked to the water board about it, and I told them that it was up to Mark to decide whether or not he was going to allow that. But also the county building department had to okay any kind of heating element that is brought into that building. The last thing we want is to burn down the fire station. So, so I don't know where we are on that, Mark, now, but that was the last thing that I told them. That they had to satisfy you, they had to satisfy the county building inspector. So,
okay. Yeah, like I said, I sent the plans to the building inspector. They definitely had some input as to they needed better plans and more specifications as far as to do it correctly. I'm all for them putting in heat in there. I'm all for them using that building, but that building was originally intended to be an emergency services building. So at some point down the road, law enforcement wants to come back in there, or EMS or fire. There's only one other office besides the fire chiefs, and that's what the water district is currently using and has been using for who knows how long before I was chief. And there's never been an agreement. So it's just been kind of a good neighbor kind of thing that they've been using the building. But I think there definitely needs to be something in writing. And I did include in my package some bullet points as far as them, just some bullet points as far as their usage of the building and what I think some guidelines should be. And also when the building was first proposed to the CIB, it was put in writing as to what that building should be used for. So that's also included in your packages, I believe, if Mallory included them. I'm sure she probably did. So maybe if you could look over those and get some feedback at next meeting, or hopefully before then, from Chris and Greg and whoever else wants to contribute.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mary, may I ask a couple of questions before we move on?
You certainly can, Jalen.
So there's... two things in here. There's the fire district building that the water district is sharing. Mm-hmm. Then the second one is about a fire station. And I'm assuming they're two different buildings because they were built at different times. Is that correct?
No, it's the same building. So where you can see the project attachment number one, that's from the CIB grant when the building was originally proposed. And the second paragraph there kind of outlines who the building's for. The office wasn't made for the water district. The office was made for law enforcement. And at some point, law enforcement vacated and the water board moved in. I don't know how that happened. Like I said, that was before me. And there's never been any agreement in place. So
Just says the fire department building was constructed in 2005. And then the next document has a building that was built circa 1940. I guess that's why I'm confused. Are those two different buildings?
One was the old fire station You may have gotten the wrong documents. I may have accidentally sent the wrong documents. I'll make sure you get the right ones. Okay. But yeah, the old building was torn down, and then they built the new fire station in 2005.
Okay, we're
in the current location.
All right, thank you. Well, then one last quick question. Mm-hmm. It said that, and it may not even be relevant because I apparently have the wrong document, the building will also house a vehicle and equipment operated by Grand County EMS. Mm-hmm. Is that vehicle already existing, or is that vehicle going to need to be purchased?
When this all occurred, we actually had an ambulance in Thompson. We had several EMTs. Right now, I'm the only EMT, so it really doesn't make sense to have an ambulance there. Although in the future, with the call volumes increasing north of town, in fact, the other night, Grand County EMS basically staged in Thompson at the shed there. So that's something that could happen in the future, hopefully, where if they have staffing and we have the call volume, they can staff out of that building. So it's a lot closer to this north end of town where things are really occurring quite more frequently now.
Okay, thank you. Look forward to the discussion.
Any further questions? Okay, thank you. It was nice
to have
you here in person. Thank you. There's no new business, no old business. There's no any future. Well, the future consideration will be to deal with this, making it so that the Water District can stay in their building. No public hearing, no closed session. So I will adjourn this meeting of the Thompson Springs Fire Department.